Megan, a couple of years ago, you unveiled the new risk management tool that you worked with in Purdue. Talk to me a little bit about the tool and the benefits it provides to farmers here throughout the U.S.
Well, we started working with the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue, like you said, a couple years ago, to really look at risk further than just price risk. So really look at a holistic view of risk management. And what we came up with was farmriskresources.com, where it's a whole website with case studies and actual tools that farmers can actually work through to kind of help them look at risk more than just price and, day-to-day, maybe what they think of risk. So think of it bigger picture.
In times of tighter margins, why is a tool like this beneficial to farmers?
Well, when we're now in this kind of down market time for farmers, I think it's even more important for them to kind of look at risk in a larger fashion and really, take a look at their whole business plan. And this is what the farmriskresources.com does. It actually kind of walks them through some of the business planning, some of the tools that they might not think about as risk. And one of them really is including cash rent and looking kind of at that and giving some examples. Like I said, really kind of looking at some case studies so they can kind of see maybe themselves and some of these farmers and some of these situations to help kind of put it in perspective.
Does the tool also give them a hands-on ability to work through their own farms and be able to put in some of their own information and get an idea of how to manage risk for them?
There's actually a risk assessment tool they can actually take on the website that actually kind of walks them through, kind of leads them to kind of which area they need to kind of focus on within the website. And then as well, we're actually offering a risk management workshop at Purdue on December 7th that actually is going to be some hands-on work with the Purdue ag economist that will actually kind of go through a worksheet kind of specific about cash rent, but then also give them some other really good tools when it comes to risk management.
As you work with your farmers and navigate through really farming and more risky and conservative times, what are some of the big concerns that they have and some of the ways maybe that they're looking at cutting costs and protecting their bottom line?
I think when you talk about risk management, I think they all, when you ask them what the biggest risk issue is, I think they all say weather. But now as we kind of look at these down markets, I think they really are kind of like looking at that whole cash rent, land prices kind of issue. And a lot of them are taking a maybe more diversified look and actually looking at, well, if, crop prices are the way they are and what can we do to diversify our farm, maybe, bring in livestock, if you're bringing in another generation at this down time, it's even more important to kind of look at that overall risk and where they can actually make some changes, and along with input costs and some of those, regulatory kind of issues, but really kind of the things that they can manage themselves, really is what we're kind of looking and trying to help them with.
If folks want to find information about the upcoming workshop at Purdue or any of the other upcoming workshops, what's the best way for them to do so?
Best way to look at, we're actually going to have three kind of risk management workshops with Purdue throughout the next couple months and try to spread them out to the state so hopefully we can get as many farmers there as possible. So the first workshop is December 7th and the other two are in January, and they can go to indianasoybean.com/forum to find that information and to register.